Now, if you've ever been more than half interested in the sport or even the hobby of cycling, you've probably heard the term MAMIL, M-A-M-I-L. It, of course, stands for Middle-Aged Men in Lycra. It's also the title of a new Aussie documentary that's hitting cinemas. Now, MAMIL follows men from all around the world who've fallen in love with cycling, shaving their legs, pulling on skin-tight suits, and hopping on the flashy carbon fibre bikes to cycle with their mates. Certainly here in Sydney, I think we find that our MAMILs often attract the ire or ridicule of impatient road users. But for many of the men featured in this film, cycling has been a lifesaver, not only improving physical fitness, but also mental health. Now, one of the co-directors of the film MAMIL is Nick Bird. He joins me. Nick, good morning to you.
Thanks for having me.
Well, when did you become fascinated by MAMILs and all things mammalian?
Well, I started cycling again in 2007 myself, and I was 38 years old, and I got the bike bug and fell in love with MAMIL. And became a MAMIL and just sort of identified as a MAMIL and just thought MAMIL would make a great doco later in, a few years later as a filmmaker. And, away we went.
Were you headed all around the world? I mean, how far has MAMIL culture managed to spread?
Well, this is the thing. So we actually, it's big in the UK. So in the United Kingdom, MAMIL is very much a common term. In America, they really don't know what MAMILs are. So it's like, oh, I'm a MAMIL. I don't know what a MAMIL is. Okay.
Right.
But New Zealand, it's very big in New Zealand. There's quite a successful play in New Zealand. Over in Europe, like Italy and stuff, they really don't know what MAMIL is because they just ride. People just ride there from an early age and just keep riding. Whereas, in England, Australia, Great Britain, it's particularly quite a phenomenon.
Look, I thought what was interesting in the film is some great stories about, helping men fight issues like obesity, but also even depression. I mean, a kind of MAMIL cycling group's almost the men's sheds on wheels.
Yeah, except they're not trying to be, and that's what makes them so special. Mm. And that's really something that we discovered making the film. And that was really quite a revelation and took us by surprise. And that's really amazing. And quite a commonality between the MAMILs is the benefits to mental health.
Look, I also know you spoke to some of the partners of these cyclists. I mean, how is their response to people getting really caught up in the culture?
Yeah, look. Some people get the bike bug and go really far, and it's the whole family life is dictated by the cycling sport. And cycling can be fairly addictive, so it can go a bit too far. And some of the wives are a bit, he's gone and spent thousands of dollars or something, or the husbands are hiding, the money or whatever. So it can be a bit addictive and a bit destructive to some relationships, but mostly wives support it because they see their partners being much happier.
It's really funny to me because, I still think of cycling as a bit of a solo excursion, but clearly that kind of group influence is a really big deal with MAMILs.
It is. Like, we're tribal, right? And I think it's a chance for men to be boys again, to be unguarded, to not feel that they have to be PC, they can say anything to each other. They can be schoolboys again. They can be real mates and have a coffee and just be larrikins. And, and I think that's really important. And, MAMIL is mainly a male phenomena. There are female MAMILs, obviously, about 10%, but mostly it's a male dominated thing.
Now, you also managed to get the film narrated by cycling commentator Phil Liggett. It must have been exciting to get kind of him involved.
It was. I mean, we're making a film called MAMIL, and Phil Liggett's a cyclist himself, and very protective of his image in the cycling community. So that took a lot of negotiation. He had to approve the scripts, and he had to make sure that we weren't making a film that was ridiculing the MAMILs or taking the mickey out of them, which we didn't. Our film is a pro-MAMIL film. No MAMILs were made fun of or harmed during the making of our documentary. So I had to fly over to the UK and work with him directly, but it was well worth it. He's a wonderful narrator.
look, you mentioned the ridicule, and of course, in Australia, you know, cyclists, well, I mean, they tend to cop a bit of heat from other road users. We haven't seemed to reach a proper detente at any point with this. I mean, you must hope that the film is going to give mammals maybe a bit more of a human face.
I think so, and I really hope so. It's a matter of getting those people that don't like cyclists to go and watch what people have typecast into a cycling film. Now, I did try not to make a cycling film, so that's the thing, but the reviews are coming in, oh, it's great, it's a cycling film. Well, I'd argue it's not a cycling film. But so I'm in this little loop here, but look, some people ride five abreast and on small roads and whatever, you know, and they're just being silly, but mostly cyclists and mates are all together in a peloton and they've all got their kit on and they're just lapping people on the couch and having a ride, yeah? So just leave them be. And, you know, someone's dad, someone's brother, someone's father, someone's son is in that pack, you know? Hang back for a couple of minutes. You'll still get to work. Just don't. A meter matters. Just take care. Sydney's notorious for some bad bike accidents. And I just urge everyone. Sydney's a fast city, yeah? It's a really fast, angry city. You go there, the energy in Sydney is just like, it's like a super city. And everyone's in such a rush and in a hurry. And I get it, you know.
Well, Nick, you are the co-director of a brand new Aussie doco called Mammal. The film is doing a couple of screenings in select cinemas and a few here in Sydney. We're going to have links up on the 2SER website for a bit more info. But Nick, thanks so much for chatting this morning.
Thank you so much. It was really great. Thank you.
Thank you. Nick Bird there. Do go along and see Mammal. As I said, head on to 2SER.com. We'll have all the screening details and put a human face to the next time you get a bit cranky to cyclists. I think that's healthy.